Metal detektor. Prava oddaja za vse metalce vsak torek zvečer na Radiu Študent.
This is Ben from Goat Whore, and you're listening to the Metal Detector on the Radio Student.
Pozdravljeni v Metal Detektorju, v katerem predstavljamo zasedbe iz mesta New Orleans v zvezni državi Louisiana, ZDA. Poudarek bo danes seveda na kvartetu Goat Whore, ki je včeraj sesul metelkovsko galo Halo. Seveda pa je Čop izbral še kakšen čudovit band iz tega mistično zloveščega mesta. Najprej pa bomo prisluhnili intervjuju, ki smo ga včeraj opravili z vokalistom zasedbe Goat Whore, Benom Falgustom. Najprej smo ga vprašali, zakaj tako poredko pridejo v Evropo.
We tour a lot in the US and then just getting over to Europe's a financial dilemma for us in a sense. We don't really have any label support or anything, so like with this tour we pay for our own flights and everything and to come out here and we're going to try to do it again maybe later this year.
Ben Falgust ni bil član Goat Whore že od samega začetka. A je že na prvih posnetkih. Kljub temu pa se je kot pevec uradno priključil šele poznaje.
Yeah, but I was on the demo, I'm on all the records. It actually it started as a little like kind of like necro kind of band with Sammy and the original drummer Zach Nolan. Mm-hmm. And it was just two guys, and they were just writing some like necro, grind, death stuff. And then it kind of evolved into what it was. And then I joined the band. Sammy got into a little situation that happened in Baton Rouge with him and some of his friends and some other people, and he got his jaw broken. And he was playing guitar and singing, so I offered to kind of, I liked what they were doing, and so I offered to kind of help out and everything. And we did some shows, and then when his jaw healed, we just kind of kept it in place, and I stayed in the band.
Seveda pa je Ben v slučaju Goathore naletel na popolnoma novo področje pisanja besedil in filozofije, če seveda to primerjamo z njegovim drugim bendom Soylent Green. Ben je tudi vedno bil usmerjen v razvijanje stila pisanja takšnih tematik, kar se seveda opaža tudi v evoluciji bendovskega zvoka.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's a different approach, but I was into a lot of, like, traditional metal, traditional black metal, like Celtic Frost, Venom, things like that. So it wasn't too far stretched to kind of go after that and just kind of pondering the things. I mean, I've always had this interest in literature as far as the dark arts and things like that. It's just been really, I've had, like, a real keen interest in reading it and everything. So it wasn't too hard to kind of grasp that ideal. But I think, if anything, the evolution of it is more of a point of actually evolving and stepping out of it a little more and having it more thought-provoked than in the same old, like, Satan, blood, all this kind of crap, you know, just adding a little bit more intelligence to it and kind of attack from a different angle.
Ali je skoraj da mistično okolje mesta New Orleans vplivalo na besedila, ki jih piše Ben, ali je v ozadju kaj drugega?
Not really. I mean, we have that whole, like the voodoo aspect and stuff that goes on in the city, but I think it was just more or less just a kid that, you know, was growing up. I was raised as a Protestant, and then, you know, my parents weren't. My dad was strict, but he wasn't strict with religion, where some families are really strict with that. So they kind of left it open for me. So, you know, I went to Bible classes and stuff like that, but then that got me interested in history in the past and how things evolved and things like that. So it went beyond that, and then it caused me to delve into other things outside of that, other kind of structures, other kind of beliefs and things like that. And I think that kind of led to the approach.
Ustanovni član zasedbe in Benov glavni partner, kitarist Sammy Duet, je pa znan tudi po tem, da se je nekoč javno deklariral za satanista. Sodeč po tem, da oba pišeta besedila v zasedbi Goathore, ki deluje seveda precej enotno, bi se morda dalo trditi, da delita isto filozofijo.
Me and him kind of share different qualities, actually. Nowadays, I'm not too sure exactly where his stance are. He was a little bit more into the satanic side of things, like years back, but he's kind of evolved a little bit differently with things, and his beliefs kind of shifted a little bit more. But we do respect each other's beliefs, you know, on things, and we kind of mix them in. Like, I write a majority of the lyrics in the last few records, and he writes some things here and there for his vocal parts, but sometimes he doesn't feel like maybe his parts sit well with my part, so he just lets me write the whole in general. And then he just, you know, I say, look, is this a good part for you to sing on, you know, whatever, and we kind of sort it out from there. But, you know, he respects my beliefs in it and everything, because I'm just kind of open about the whole thing. I have no set solid belief. I'm just open, but my interest is of the dark arts, and it also is a big interest in, like, how the masses still follow such organized religions and things like that. So
Ben se je zvokovno iz skoraj da nekrozvenečega black metala z leti razvil v ekstremni death black. Nato pa se je počasi obrnil proti tradicionalnim oblikam zgodnega heavy, speed in black metala.
Kako pa je prišlo do tega?
I think it's just the evolution and the maturity of a band, you know. You evolve in a, you know, you have all these influences, and there's so many things that come out. Sometimes you stop and you go back to the roots of where you started. You go back to the days of Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Motorhead, Merciful Fate, things like that. So it's almost like you reinvent the traditional way in a sense, and then you just add your different aspects, because we do get painted into that black metal corner a lot, but we're not necessarily like
a black metal band. I think we're more open than that. We have black metal elements, death metal elements, thrash metal elements, different extreme metal elements, as well as like more traditional kind of metal elements. So, but you know, we have the whole like, I guess, evil dark approach. So people kind of put us into that corner when we're not. So I guess we get kind of pigeonholed at times. But you know, it's all just about the maturity of a band and how they evolve and what, you know, what they change into. I mean, you can look back at all kinds of bands and see the maturity of them as players, as thinkers, and everything involving the music. So it's just one of those basic evolution things. And sometimes you can't put your finger on exactly what it was. You just go through this cycle, and certain things influence you at certain times, and that plays a role in the whole writing structure.
Se pa Ben ves čas izogiba tradicionalnemu načinu pisanja in strukturiranja besedil. Radio-friendly strukture tipa chorus versus chorus tu odpadejo, ali pač.
The writing style, I guess I like a lot of like literature type stuff, so it kind of plays a role in that. I mean, I have vocalists that I really dig, like Rob Halford's amazing, you know, and Bruce Dickinson, and even if you go into the extreme elements like early Napalm Death and everything like that. And I think it's just, I never got used to the like kind of repetitive kind of chorus versus chorus thing. So I just strung my ideas along through a song and just kind of went through it. Until recently, like on a new album, like a song when Steel and Bone Meet,
yeah.
It's like really one of the newest approaches of us doing like a chorus versus chorus type effect thing. But even within it, it isn't always the same. It kind of changes even within the chorus. So I think it's just, maybe it's a personal issue with me. And then also, I think in time too, I've learned that I wanted the music to breathe a little more. So I kind of laid off mm-hmm. on a lot more vocals and stuff like that and let the music kind of speak and then come in with the whole terms. Mm-hmm. It's almost like, I don't want to say a preacher because I'm not preaching to people on how to do things in life, but I remember a guy told me at one of the shows, he goes, you're like this preacher. You're like explaining this dramatic story while the whole band's playing. And I guess it can kind of be seen like that as well.
Pri snemanju albuma Haunting Curse pa so svojim besedilnim temam primerno doživeli zanimivo spiritualno izkušnjo.
We were in this studio, and for some reason the studio, like way back in the day, used to be like a bookie house, you know, where they did gambling and stuff like that. And we, like two times, I think Sammy witnessed some more stuff, but two times, one time we were in the control room and we were sitting there and it was late and we were going over stuff and we saw something like in the peripheral out of the like right side, there was like a doorway to the control room. We saw something run by and it was like, and then it started kind of go by again. And they were like, did you see that? And it's like me, Sammy, and the engineer. He was like, yeah, that's weird. And then there was another night, we're in there in the control room again, and it was two levels, the place. And the top level was just like bedrooms and a kitchen, and the bottom level was all the studio. We stop, and you can hear footsteps, like there was 30 people upstairs running back and forth. And we were just like, and it was no way to get up there except through this little bottom staircase in the front, because the front door had been sealed or whatever. And we went up there and it was just completely empty. It was just a weird situation, but supposedly it was like a bookie house and something happened there and a bunch of people got killed, so.
Kot večina bendov iz New Orleansa so tudi Goathoar doživeli svojo dozo tragedij. Ena izmed njih je tudi težka prometna nesreča, v kateri je najbolj nasrkal prav vokalist Ben.
We were out on tour. Solon Green was out on tour with Gore and we were outside of Chicago. And I was driving. I think I fell asleep at the wheel. I don't even remember a lot of it. And I hit the back of an 18-wheeler. It just stopped on the highway, and I hit it and all smashed in. I broke both legs, both ankles. I spent a year in a wheelchair. And then I had like 9 surgeries. And I just, after that, I just, you know, slowly worked on getting myself back together and everything. Started walking again and doing things. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm 100% right now, but I'm pretty close. I worked pretty hard to get back to where I needed to be.
Kako pa ljudje sploh spremajo najnovejši album Blood for the Master?
It's been getting a lot of good feedback. I mean, I know out here it's been a little slow in like mainland Europe too, because I don't really think Metal Blade does like
a huge job of getting us out as much as they could possibly do, you know. So that's why we're out here doing the work. I think we're playing in front of a lot of new faces and everything, which is good. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting in front of people and we're kind of, in a sense, forcing it upon them, you know. And there's nights when people are just kind of like standing there, kind of like in awe watching. And you know, it's kind of weird, like the guys would get off the stage and they're like, everybody was just kind of like tame, you know. And I was like, yeah, but they didn't leave the room. I think that's the point. If they don't leave the room, then you're not really like shunning people away. You actually kind of intrigued them and got their interest, and they're like, wow, what's this band doing? You know, I need to kind of take it in a little more. So I guess you got to kind of look at it at different angles. You know, you can't always have the greatest show in the world, but you got to put on the greatest show in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, I mean, and that's the reason why we're doing this. That's why I've come out here and tour. You know, every night I'm going to put 110% into the show. Mm-hmm. Now that's what it is. Whether it's four people or whether there's like 400 people, mm-hmm. we're still going to fucking do what we have to do and be impactful about it.
Mm-hmm. Nekaj se govori, da bodo Goathore kmalu snemali nek nov material.
Like, a lot of people aren't familiar with our older releases, like from the Rotten Records days, Clips of Ages into Black and Funeral Dirge for a Rising Sun. So we're talking about re-recording a few of the songs from that with, like, the lineup we have now, mm-hmm. and putting them out on, like, 7-inch singles. Mm-hmm. And but then also, like, a download version as well, you know? So kind of, it'll familiarize people with the past Goathore as well as, like, Haunt and Curse, mm-hmm. Carving, and then Blood for the Master. Mm-hmm. So we have some ideas on how to keep some things going and moving forward.
Kako pa dan danes preživi metalski cestni bojevnik?
Financially, it's difficult, but I think it's always been kind of difficult financially. I think now, though, it's easier because, I mean, back when I first started touring, you didn't have cell phones, you didn't have GPSs, you didn't, you know, all these things to make life getting around easier and faster. You know, you had to pull over somewhere, call up the promoter and get directions and write down everything, get lost in the directions, stop at another payphone, call a promoter, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, there's different things with that. I mean, in the U.S., we always had a van with a trailer, and that's how we still do it. You know, we bought a van. It's like a big 15-passenger van, and then we have a trailer we attach to it, and that's how we tour. And we'll pull off at truck stops and park in between trucks and sleep in the van and then drop to the next town and everything. So, you know, I mean, gas prices are going up, so that kind of affects things a little bit as well. But overall, I think the financial thing with it is kind of the same, you know, even though different years have went by, you know, gas was cheaper then, but you got smaller guarantees. Now you get bigger guarantees, but gas is more expensive, so it kind of balances out somewhere in that. But, you know, with the use of the internet and cell phones and GPSs, I think it's made touring way easier. You know, like younger bands that are doing it now, you know, if you could put them back 15 years, they would totally be like, holy fuck, you know, this is such a pain in the ass, you know. And I think a real good book that I read, and I tell a lot of bands that they should read, is Get in the Van.
By Henry Rollins.
Yes. It's amazing, you know, because he goes, because especially when they were touring, there really wasn't fucking shit. So, and they toured like a VW van, the instance where he broke his ankle because they fucking flew into the ditch and thing. It's just like, it makes you stop and go, we really don't have it that hard. These dudes, you know, it's like, it's basically like a manifesto of touring to me, you know, and we tell that to bands, you know, and people check it out. And usually as you go along, you hear bands say that, what's a good book about touring? Get in the Van by Henry Rollins, you know. It's just an amazing, you know, how he documented it all and everything and just put it out. It just tells a story of what it's about.
Kje pa so dobili cool ime Goathore?
It's, oh man, it's a long story. It comes from a drunken night with friends at a strip club, and one of our friends that, you know, everybody's got that one friend that's like obnoxious when he gets drunk and loudmouth, and he basically called out some stripper and called her a Goathore in the strip club, and Sammy took that name from that point and labeled the band with it.
In kakšno sporočilo je Ben podal tegli za poslušalce Metal Detektorja?
We appreciate the support and everything throughout the years. If you've never heard of us, give it a chance if you can. And you know, I know sometimes people like to put things in genres, you know, and then they won't give it a chance because whatever, a kid might not like black metal, so if they hear this band's like quote unquote black metal, they won't kind of go with it. But, you know, and not just with us, with any kind of band, you know, give them a chance first, you know, any kind of listen or anything. You never know, you might be surprised. You might be surprised what one of these bands has to offer, including us.
Ostajamo seveda v Louisiani, katere med seboj močno povezana metal scena je metalu dala unikaten zvok sludgea, prepojen z vplivi duma, panka in bluza.
Godhor vokalist Ben Folgust je skoraj 20 leti vokalist v zasedbi Soylent Green. Z njimi je posnel 5 albumov, zadnji naslovljen Inevitable Collapse In the Presence of Conviction je šel leta 2008. Z omenega albuma Mental Acupuncture in seveda Soylent Green. Zasedbo Godcore je leta 1997 formiral Sammy Pierre Duet, potem, ko je z delovanjem prenehal njegov prejšnji band Acid Bath.
Acid Bath so delovali v letih med 1991 in 1997 in poleg demo posnetkov objavili tudi dva albuma. Prvemu z naslovom When the Kite String Pops niti danes ne moremo očitati kultnega statusa. Komad Tranquilized iz omenjenega albuma zasedbe Acid Bath.
sladžari, sploh tisti iz Luzijane, obravnavajo teme, kot so osebne težave, problemi v družbi, odvisnost od drog in depresija. Pri tem niso nobena izjema tudi Krobar. Veterani z več kot 2 desetletjema dolgim stažem. Nekajletni premor so Krobar lani prekinili z odličnim albumom Severe the Wicked Hand. Se pravi, album, ki pravi, da si odžagajmo ali odžagajte tisto zlobno roko, s katero delate hudo, tisto zlobno roko, s katero konzumirate drogo. Za ta album je bas posnel nekdani Goldcore, sedaj seveda Krobar in tudi down basist Patrick Brothers. Z albuma Severe the Wicked Hand bo tole komad Isolation, Desperation in seveda Krobar.
S titulo očetov New Orleanskega sladža se ponašajo I Hate God, zato jih v tej oddaji res ne smemo izpustiti. Sicer si zasedbi Goldhor in I Hate God nista nikoli izmenjevali članov, a vpetost I Hate God v sceno se povezuje z bendi Crowbar in Down. Poslušali bomo naslovni komad drugega I Hate God albuma Take As Needed for Pain, ki je izšel leta 1993.
Yeah!
za konec današnje oddaje Metal Detektor se bomo zavrteli še največje, pravzaprav res slač južnaško ime njurleanske scene. To bodo Down. Zasedba je objavila 3 albume, namesto 4. Pa napovedujejo 4 EP-je, ki bodo izhajali v roku leta in pol. Zakaj 4 EP-je namesto albuma, je njihov frontman Phil Anselmo obrazložil s tem, da novi material, ki nastaja, je nekako tako raznolik, da ga nikakor ne bi mogel združiti v en album. Med drugim napoveduje celo en akustični EP in en EP s komadi, za katere so bili navdihnjeni strani klasičnega Duma in tako naprej. Se pravi, vsak izmed teh 4 EP-ev ne bi bil poglavje zase in tako različno, da se tega nikakor ne da združiti v en album.
Do njihovih izidov pa za konec današnje oddaje komad z njihovega zadnjega albuma 3 Over the Under. No, preden razodenemo, kateri je to komad, samo povemo, da sva z vami danes bila Tegla in Čop ter tehnik Jureš. No, komad je dolg, seveda ne dolg kot doba, po kateri bomo čakali te 4 EP-je, ampak vseeno.
Je pa zadnji komad na plošči.
Tako, ja. In zadnji komad oddaje Nothing in Return, Walk Away.
Metal detektor. Prava oddaja za vse metalce vsak torek zvečer na Radiu Študent.